انا لله و انا الیه راجعون.
In Iran, state television interrupted its regular programming to announce the death of Qassem Soleimani. Later, Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei called for 3 days of national mourning and, quote, severe retaliation. Nasser Hadian teaches international relations at Tehran University. He told me about the reaction inside Iran to Soleimani's death.
I can say among the average Iranian, possibly it's like a state of shock. But among the elite, it is both a shock and also what should be a response. I don't want to say many, but quite a number of good people expected that would happen in the future. And he himself was ready for that scenario. He himself was very much ready for what happened. But still, average citizens are shocked and they couldn't believe.
Help us understand, first of all, the shock. What did General Soleimani represent to the majority of the Iranian people?
You know, I can say in the last century, arguably, he's the most important soldier. I just cannot think of anyone under the previous regime and this current government, anyone come even close to his status. Former Revolutionary Guard commanders, even in the time of the war.
That would be the Iran-Iraq War in the 80s.
Yes. Former army commanders. I just cannot think of any of them come even close to his status as a national hero, as a soldier. Although there are criticism of basically a number of things we are doing in the region, but still the people to a large extent distinguish our policy from the persona of General Soleimani.
As I understand it, Mr. Hadian, Soleimani was very close to the Supreme Leader of Iran. Has the Supreme Leader commented publicly yet?
Yes, I mean, he was very close to him. And, you know, that was like a tragedy for him. But, you know, we are talking about the Quds Force. Yes, no doubt he was a very important persona. And that would be hard to substitute him in the short term. But no doubt he appointed very quickly someone who is relatively well informed of these situations. And he would follow suit, but I doubt he will be as successful as him, at least in the short term. We were not under any illusion that if the Americans, if they want to assassinate him, they can. The reasons that they don't do it is because of the consequences.
Well, let's talk about those consequences, because there are now 3 days of national mourning, and then I think everybody's going to wait and see what happens. What are you hearing from Iranian leaders about response to this or some kind of retaliation?
To be frank with you, I'm much more worried about the next 3 days, because the way the elite, the government officials, these people are talking, you know, they're putting themselves in a corner that they have to do something. But after 3-4 days, the decisions on the part of Iranian at least will be more strategically calculated, and cooler mind will prevail.
As you've spoken with your fellow Iranians, is there a widespread hunger for retaliation, or is it more of a widespread concern for the consequences of retaliation?
You know, first of all, as I say, I would like to see for next 3-4 days we don't do anything. You know, we have been able to overcome a number of things which have happened in the last few months which have not been pleasant. I mean, let's keep, at least people like me can talk, let's keep this unity. Let's not act now.
I see that Qassem Soleimani has been replaced already, a man named Ismail Ani. What can you tell us about him? What do you know?
I don't know him personally, but, you know, he has been his deputy for a long time. He's well informed of the situation. But as I said, you know, that would take time for him to gain the same skills, same knowledge of Qassem Soleimani. So that would be very difficult job for any individual.
Nasser Hadian teaches international relations at Tehran University. He's been speaking with us from Tehran. Mr. Hadian, thank you very much for your time today.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.